I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Tom Casperson about legislation that he has included in a three-bill package that's currently on Governor Rick Snyder's desk for his signature that includes a measure to give mining companies increased flexibility in making on-site adjustments. Here's more about that legislation with State Senator Tom Casperson.
The initial start was with talking with Lundeen, and it had to do with just buildings on site type thing, projects on site, not so much the mining activity, but the buildings, whether they wanted to rearrange something or add to or anything like that. They would, the way 632 was put together, the mining legislation was, everything was very restrictive, and we wanted it that way. We wanted high standards, but what we found was just to simply add to a building or move a building or do anything like that, really should have to go through a simple permit like you put in a garage next to your house type thing, as long as it didn't interfere or be involved in the actual taking of the ore or the environmental part of it. And so we're trying to clear that up so that they can just get a normal permit like anybody else would if you're just building, putting a building on site or doing something like that. So that's what started it, Walt. It was just to put some clarification as to how you go about it rather than have a public hearing on the fact that they're going to add to their office space, so they're going to add a garage for putting vehicles in, that kind of thing.
And you're referring to Part 632 of the Michigan Natural Resources and Environmental Protection Act, which a lot of this was put into place with some of the increases in mining in Michigan. Is it what you're saying that you're looking at still maintaining a lot of protections, but a simplification process?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it still maintains all the standards coming forward on the mining, actual mining itself, and even what we're doing still falls in the hands of the DEQ. So they get to make the judgment call whether or not the mining companies going over a line, and it really does involve the actual extraction part of the environment and all that stuff. They can say, no, this needs to go to 632. But they found working with the department, they've had some flexibility with them, and even the department has said, well, we really shouldn't have to go through this for just putting a building up and do those type of things. So even the department has agreed they can see that part of it. And so that's all we're trying to do, leaving it in the hands of the DEQ still to make the judgment call, but simplifying it where it could be.
We're talking with State Senator Tom Casperson this morning. Tom, in that legislation, I did read that there was some comments from the DEQ that actually came out in favor of making these changes, because this is kind of the process of a law going into effect and then the evolution of it, is it not?
It absolutely is. That's exactly right. Now that they're operational, we're watching this thing operate and unfold, they can see where some of this really could be cleared up. If we don't clear it up, it just adds more to their plate, the DEQ's plate, that's really not needed, and even they would concede that and let it go through a normal permit channel like anybody else would have to. We'd get a building permit so that it's built right and that those type of things, but it really doesn't have a lot to do with the environmental impact part of it, and certainly we believe shouldn't have to go through public scrutiny and everything else to simply do something like that.
It sounds like it's going to get signed into law by the governor. Do you think that's the case?
Yeah, I believe the governor's going to sign it. One of the other bills actually works on, and this is kind of unique, Walt. One of the other ones is dealing with old abandoned mine sites, the pits and stuff that are there. And now the companies, the newer mining era coming in, are looking at ways that they can actually start reclamating some of this stuff using the tailings from the new mines to go back in and fix some of this stuff and reclimate some of these old abandoned mines. And so there again, we need some clarity. And there was a little bit of pushback on talking about it, but it's one of those things that the old days, we're told that caused a lot of problems in the old days. We didn't think much about the environment. We just went mining. Today, we really think about the environment. So here you got the new mining companies trying to help us reclimate the old mining. And there was a little bit of pushback on that. But again, we think common sense should prevail. If we can get the new companies to help us fix up some of these old sites rather than creating tailing piles and everything else, what a wonderful way to fix things and restore to what we had.
Well, that is somewhat of a public safety issue, too, when you've got these holes in the ground that either could give way or people could find their way into them and have a bad accident or something. So if these companies are looking to do some of these things, would that not be a positive development?
We think it is. And in some cases, there's concern because if the pole is filled up with water, well, then you're talking about water now, so now we got to be careful with that. But at the same time, during testimony, we clarified the fact that if they were to put this into these, start filling up these old abandoned mine sites, if the water is being extracted out of these old pits into a river or a creek or a stream and heading out somewhere, that water can't leave there without being monitored, and it must be cleaned. If it needs to be cleaned, it must be taken care of. So there's a two-part series to that. You can't just let the water run out of it. You have to make sure it's treated, if in fact it needs to be, and then so that we do protect our lakes, rivers, and streams. So there was environmentally conscious of that as well. But again, it does ultimately reclimate some of this stuff. And I think for the future, what a wonderful thing, what a nice legacy to leave behind versus what we had.
That's the comments of State Senator Tom Casperson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindela.